أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به، أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون، وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Indeed, those who reject faith after accepting it, thereafter add to their defiance of faith, then their tawbah, their repentance will never be accepted, and they are the ones that are totally astray. Those who reject faith and die rejecting, then from such, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, from any such person, nothing will be accepted. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِلُّ الْأَرْضِ, from any such person, anything, even it may be as much as gold that the earth can contain, will not be accepted if he has to offer it as a ransom to free himself. For them is a grievous punishment, and they have no one to assist them. Disbelief and rejecting faith is the highest wrong a person can think of. A person has committed this wrong and he dies in that state, may Allah Ta'ala protect us all, then if he has to offer the earth full of gold to ransom himself and free himself out of trouble, then this will never be accepted from any person. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا. Never will you attain perfection in righteousness until you spend of that which you love. And whatever you spend, then Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of it. The real test of love is to spend something that is valued, that is most valued, to spend something that you love yourself. The highest obviously is to give one's life in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is spending to the highest level. You can't think of a level beyond this. Person gave the thing that was dearest to the one that was most lovable. And thereafter, property, possessions, wealth, then one giving away his talent, his learning, his skill, or a person giving away his reputation just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I give away my reputation, my respect in the name of Allah Ta'ala. If someone disgraces me or embarrasses me, then I have given away my reputation, my respect to Allah Ta'ala. Then giving away something or some person that you value, person's life is gone, so you take it as though it is been given in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the highest level of piety. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرْ, to attain that perfection in piety. One is general piety and one is the perfection in piety, perfection in righteousness. So the word that has been used here is birr. This word has been used in several places in the Quran Sharif. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Yahya alayhi salam, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that he was very much righteous towards his parents, kind and considerate. Again in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about birr, and against birr is fujur. So إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. The righteous will be in Jannat and the flagrant sinners, the sinners will be in Jahannam. Again, the hadith speaks about birr, and the hadith commands us that we should be very particular about the truth, very, very particular about the truth, because truth is a companion of birr. And truth and birr will be together in Jannat. It's such an important thing to be truthful, to be honest, that truth and birr, they go together, and they will be paired together in Jannat. By the same token, be very careful about lies, because lies is a companion of fujur, and lies and fujur both will go into Jahannam together. So one is righteousness and piety, and one is the perfection in piety. This last verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about giving away the entire wealth, entire world full of gold, and it's not going to be accepted. Then Allah Ta'ala shows a way for the acceptance, that after you have iman, and after you have accepted iman, then give away something that you love most, that is most valuable in your sight, that you hold most dearly. So give away something. So this is a token. When you say you love someone, and you love him very dearly, you love him to bits, then you must offer something as a token. You cannot just say you love, and you don't offer anything in the name of the person that you love most. If your wife is dearest to you, then something as a token, a property, something that is so dear to you, then you offer it in her name. Because of your love and because of a token of appreciation, a token of love. Occasionally you will repeat the same. So these are all tokens of love. Hazrat Abu Talha radiyallahu anhu, when this verse was revealed, he came up to Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says that Allah Ta'ala has revealed this verse that you will never attain the perfection in righteousness until you spend of that which you love most. So, Bayruha is my orchard. It is in the precincts of the Haram of Medina Munawwara, and I offer it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, this is most dear to me. And Nabi Sam used to also like the water of this orchard. So it was a very valuable property right in the precincts of the Haram. If it had to be valued today, it would have run into millions. This, up till recently, it was adjacent to the Haram, now it is included into the Haram. So Nabi Sam also said, this is a very valuable property, and I suggest you spend it upon your relatives. So he seen into his relatives, he saw Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, and Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu. Both of them, they link up with him in the fifth and the sixth generation. That means great, great, great grandfathers, children, and he saw the need to give it to them. Though they were not poor and they were not needy, but to make them even more financially stable, he spent it upon them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had loved a slave girl that he had owned. She was the dearest in his sight, and he gave her away in the name of Allah Ta'ala, freeing her. Zayd ibn Haritha, that is the freed slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this verse was revealed, he also wanted that to be counted in those that are known as the Abrar, those that have perfected this righteousness and perfected this righteousness and virtue. So he had a very, very valuable horse, and he gave it out straight away. Like we own some very valuable motor car, a Mercedes or a BM, or something that is most valuable in our sight. And then when this verse has been revealed, without batting an eye, as a token of love, say, I could have done so much for other people, and then what can I do for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this perfection in virtue, perfection in righteousness, only comes after you spend of that which you love. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Allah Ta'ala, then what are the things that you are supposed to be doing? One is obviously the greatest is to commit yourself to the sunnah, and then after that, amongst the sunnah is then to show kindness to people. And when you're showing kindness to people, then with things that you love, that are dear to you, not things that are rejected, defected, or things that are getting spoiled, and things that are used. It's a used car. Now, rather than just throwing it away, let me give it away in charity. Or it's used clothing, let me give it away in charity. So, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ Allah Ta'ala warns us that we don't intend giving away rejected things, defective things, things that are used, things that are not valued in our sight. We don't intentionally give these things in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Like, وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِدُوا فِيهِ If someone were to offer you something that is defective, something that was used, you will also not appreciate it. So when you're giving it as a token of love for Allah Ta'ala, then give something that is valuable, something that you like, something that is dear. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى As the Quran Sharif says, they give only for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they give things that they love. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ So they give only for the love of Allah ta'ala, and they give that which is most dearest to them. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ And overall, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ One is charity as a token of love. So you give something that is most valued in your side, most liked in your side, but then general charities also are accepted. A person did not intentionally give something that was used, or he doesn't intentionally give only that item that is rejected or used. He will give good things, but if he's got something that is second hand, something that is used, used clothing or used shoes, and he gives it away rather than throwing it away, then he gives that. Then this is also not wrong. It is also a righteous work. That moreover, you intend to give the best things, but then when you have these type of things in your property, rather than throwing it away, you give it away in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also liked by Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, مَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ Whatever you spend, then Allah ta'ala is fully acquainted, fully aware of this. Whether it is your reputation that you spend in His cause, whether you give your life in His cause, whether it is your wealth and property that you give, whatever you give, then Allah ta'ala is fully aware. He knows your intentions, and He knows what you are giving. He knows the catalyst in your intention as well. Allah give us tawfiq.